A blinking red warning light confirmed his fears. The impact with the glacier had damaged the landing gear. Revan muttered a curse under his breath, just as a much louder string of profanity came from Candorus staggering into the cockpit. T3 rolled in after him, beeping indignantly.
"You trying to smash us into grease pulp back there?"
Candorus grumbled, plopping down into the co-pilot seat.
"I thought you knew how to fly this rusted slag heap."
"I thought you said Clan Ordo had set up camp somewhere on this frozen rock,"
Revan shot back.
"Couldn't see a blasted thing on those grid coordinates you gave me."
"Maybe they moved to another location,"
Candorus said with a shrug.
"Can't have gone too far, though. Not in these conditions. Do a ground scan of the area and they'll probably turn up."
"That's what I was doing,"
Revan replied through gritted teeth.
"Turns out it's a good way to get up close and personal with a glacier."
Candorus glanced over at the warning light.
"That why that red light's blinking?"
"The landing gear got smashed up when we clipped the glacier."
"You couldn't just fly around it?"
Revan rolled his eyes.
"Go down for another look,"
Candorus advised after a few moments of strained silence.
"Clan Ordo's gotta be close by."
"Even if we find them, then what? You really expect me to bring the ship in on a busted landing gear?"
"You're a smart guy,"
Candorus answered, shifting to get comfortable in his seat.
"You'll think of something."
There wasn't much point in continuing the argument, so Revan let it drop. Yet he couldn't help but wonder at the recent change he'd noticed in Candorus. As long as he'd known the Mandalorian, he'd sensed an underlying tension in him. Like a soldier in enemy territory, he was always ready for a fight. As a Mandalorian, he was never fully accepted by those in the Republic, and he knew it. Now, however, he seemed different. He was still gruff and taciturn, but ever since they'd left Coruscant, he'd been less grim, more relaxed. He was eager to be back among his own people. And he wasn't about to let a few minor setbacks like a missing camp or damaged landing gear stop him. To be fair, Revan had no intention of abandoning their quest either. There was too much at stake to turn back. Which meant Candorus was right. The only real option was to keep looking for Clan Ordo's camp and hope they got lucky. Revan brought the Hawk in low again, but this time he throttled it back to half speed. The swirling winds still made for a rough ride, but at least he'd have more time to react if something went wrong.
"See if you can do something to give our sensors a boost," he said to T3.
The little astromech chirped with pleasure and extended a small probe from a panel in his side to interface directly with the Hawk's systems. While T3 worked, Revan began a standard search pattern with the original coordinates for the camp at the center. Taking the Hawk around in ever-widening circles, he spiraled outward, letting the sensors scan the ground for signs of life. Suddenly, T3 began beeping excitedly. Candorus leaned forward to look at the scanner's display.
"I think your droid's got some rust on the brain," he said. "I don't see anything."
Revan knew better than to doubt the little astromech.
"Can you enhance the image?"
he asked T3. T3 responded with a low whistle, and a second later, a static-filled thermal image appeared on the screen. The details were difficult to make out, but it appeared to be a small collection of tents and temporary shelters built against the leeward side of a small mountain of ice and snow.
"Could be them,"
Candorus admitted, reaching out one of his massive hands to give T3 a friendly pat on the head. The droid squawked in indignant protest, and he quickly pulled his hand back.
"Doesn't look like there's a landing strip at the camp,"
Revan noted.
"See any place for us to touch down?"